Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets hosting Minnesota Morris here this afternoon at Mertz Morley Gymnasium here in Superior, and I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Lynn Diedrich. And coach, thank you for joining us for the one of the pregame interviews. First time we've seen you guys this year. You're already 19 matches into your season. It always feels like it's a little bit of a catch-up here whenever we do these first interviews for a new season. But you guys 8-11 so far overall, 2-0 in the UMAC, though. Got off to a good start in conference play. Just give us an overall sense of where you think the team is at here heading into this match here today.
Well, I think we're a young team, but we're competitive. We're striving to reach our goals to compete in the conference, and I think we're doing a good job with that. Today's going to be a big matchup and test for us, so we'll see where we're at, you know, after today.
Morris is always a tough opponent. I know they're the team that knocked you guys out of the tournament last year. Really good team. They were the preseason favorite. We'll talk more about them in a second here. But I know your team has been going through a bit of a transition, especially at the setter spot. Emily Verwey, who was a 4-year starter basically for you at that slot, used up her eligibility. So now you've had three new setters that have come in and have been kind of trying to rotate through. You've also changed your offense from a 5-1 setup last year to more of a 6-2 this year. Just give us a sense on how that transition is going for you.
Yeah, I think we're still trying to work on the offensive sets and things like that. I think we're, you know, missing some of that tempo that we had with Emily as a setter for sure and her experience in that position. But I feel like we're getting close to where we need to be. We're trying to solidify the two spots with our setters out of the three, and we've actually looked to move the third setter into a hitting position right now. And so, you know, I think we're making some good changes.
You know, you've got some interesting athletes on this team, though. I mean, you did bring back Cammy Sleda. You also brought back Hannah Gogolai, who are two players that really factored in a lot for you last year. You did lose a back row player in Carly Life, who had been a starter there for at least 2 or 3 years. And so that's been a bit of a transition as well. But some of these fresh faces that have come in have really helped kind of solidify things a little bit as well. Just give us a sense on which ones you think have really stood out here so far.
Well, we do have some freshmen that are having to play as freshmen right away, and I think that's a great opportunity for them. When I think about, you know, coming into a program and where you're needed right away is certainly a challenge, but I think we have some of them stepping up. I think in the setting position, we have Gina Bartsch, who's doing a nice job in a setter-hitter position right now. She's kind of stepped into that role. In our defensive position, we've seen multiple defensive players rise up. We've actually utilized three different liberos in the course of the 19 matches that we've seen. And, you know, I think that's just an attest to them and their strengths and that ability that they have to be able to come in and make and be a game changer in that position, because that is not easy. And, you know, I just think we're young, but we need to get through some of these kinks and things like that in order to, you know, be a contender.
Well, and with a young team also, it can come right down to consistency, not just physical consistency, but also mental consistency in a sport like volleyball, where it is kind of a sport of runs, where you go on little bursts. It can vary from not only just a few points here and there, but also from set to set. Just give us an idea of how you think that transition is going to becoming a more consistent volleyball team.
Yeah, I think consistency is the key to success for sure. You have to have that certain level of mental toughness as a team, as a player, know that and believe in yourself and have that self-confidence. That's what's going to take you to the next level. And then just being able to make good decisions when you're on the court. Sometimes I think we forget about, you know, if I'm at the 8-foot line taking the hardest swing I can, maybe I just need to take and get that ball in and wait for a better opportunity. And I like when we're aggressive. I hope that we continue to stay aggressive and things like that. I just hope we continue to make good choices when we're out on the court.
And now turning to this match today against Morris. We already alluded to the fact that they were the preseason pick for the coaches' poll to win the league. They're a team that went 5 with you guys last year in the playoffs. That was an interesting match. That was a game, actually, that I broadcasted. They're a team that brought back also a lot from last year. They've played a tough schedule. What else do you know about the Cougars heading this game here today?
Well, they're a tough team. They pretty much return all of their starters except for the middle hitter that they graduated last year. So they're definitely going to be a contender. They've got some great experience behind them with, you know, getting into the national tournament last year and then, you know, coming back and probably, in a sense, trying to figure out where their lineup is, too, with some new faces and things. But I think that, you know, the one thing that I think that we can do that, you know, will put us in the game is if we pass well, I think we can play with any team. And so I'm just hoping that today that we come out and really pass the ball well and defend, and we're going to be in the match.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck today against the Cougars.
Yeah, thanks.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Lynn Diedrich. I'll be right back with more of the pregame show, including a conversation with senior middle blocker A.J. Runk. That's coming up right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Volleyball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.